This podcast was brought to you by the Erasmus Plus Panda Project on participation of young children in child welfare and child protection.
Welcome to this podcast related to the Panda Project's brief on communication processes and skills. In the studio today we have
Randi Juhl, an associated professor at the University in Trondheim, Norway, and
Solveig Hernes, a social worker representing the practice field in child welfare in the city of Trondheim. So Randi, how do you understand collaboration and communication with children?
Collaboration can be understood as a process of co-creation, generating new answers and conclusions about topics and issues. Neither the issues nor their solutions are determined in advance. The parties must work through the issues together through dialogue, which is based on a subject-subject relationship. Collaboration is closely linked to dialogical communication, and by that I mean face-to-face communication, where the participants relate to what the other is saying and alternate between speaking and listening. A dialogic approach helps to fully recognize children as they are invited to participate. It is important to attend to the non-verbal as well as the verbal communication when collaborating.
Okay, so you're saying that verbal and non-verbal as well as dialogical communication is important here. What else should social workers keep in mind when communicating and collaborating with children?
There are many things to keep in mind. We have to listen to the children's choices and preferences. Each child is an individual and are at different stages related to development, competence, age, gender, disability, sexuality, and so on. It is also important to keep in mind their religion, ethnicity, language, and family and social context, as well as their past and present experiences. Perhaps most important is the level of trust and relationship with the professionals. Children's participation is embedded within complex power relations, and power issues need to be acknowledged and addressed as far as possible. So, Solveig, what type of communication skills do you think are important for social worker to have?
Well, I think that in order to succeed with this, we must have social workers who have the ability to establish rapport, tuning into the child's verbal and nonverbal expressions, listening attentively, asking questions, and being capable of responding appropriately to challenging and difficult emotions, issues, and feelings that the children are expressing. Children start communicating from birth, and social workers must have the knowledge the different ways children communicate from very early on, for example, through playing or eye contact and other nonverbal skills they're using. We have to explore each child's way of communicating because children's communication skills are influenced by their experiences and the upbringing.
Do you think other things like context are of importance when communicating with children?
Well, yes, and in different ways. We who work with children have easy access to communicating and to seek their views. And there are different reasons for listening to their views. One example is that we obtain information from children to change or improve legislation and policies. When they express themselves and are heard, they learn the process of democracy. They learn that they have the opportunity to be heard and be involved in the development of services that impact them. And there's also the family relations and friends and community and society they are live within that are contexts that affect the opinion of a child. What do they hear and pick up from others? These same contexts also influences professionals when communicating with children. In addition, we have a sociocultural approach which says that the children's opinions and views are shaped through interaction with other people. And this is important to remember when talking to children, who are their informants. We as adults and or professionals are also influencers. The question is not only about whether the children are given the opportunity to participate, but also how the specific child participates, what opportunities for participation exist, and how the opportunities for participation can be strengthened. So if we are going to conclude from this brief, what do you say, Randi, we can conclude from reading this?
we can conclude that communication and collaboration between professionals and children involves complex social, relational, and contextual processes. We need to be aware of the child and the particular issues they are facing and how they are influenced by family, community, and also professionals.